Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, let's listen. Speaking of answers, an answer that Andrew Filippone, you might not know who he is, but he's a Pittsburgh radio talk show host on the Odyssey station out there. And he was on with Joe and Hugh yesterday commenting on the possibility of the Eagles with Nolan Smith linking up with the Steelers with T.J. Watt and a Howie Roseman, like, let's go in on T.J. Watt while he's still got some serious gas in the tank at the age of 30. I mean, T.J. Watt's a better player, there's no doubt. I'm a Nolan Smith fan. T.J. Watt's a better player. Here's something Filippone said yesterday on the Midday Show.
I used to just live in a world where it's like, all right, maybe a first-round pick is all you get back, but maybe there would be players involved. Like, if the Eagles called up the Steelers and said, we want T.J. Watt, we'll trade you Nolan Smith in a late-round pick, I think they'd make that trade. I really do.
Now, I would not... But I want to be clear, John, I don't get there quickly. Like, I had to really think about this over the last, you know, 24 hours or so since this first emerged on this. And we've thought about this before. And we've talked about, I mean, obviously, if you're going to acquire T.J. Watt, you would either likely be trading a pick or someone like Nolan Smith. You're not getting him for, your backup running back. So you got to give up something legit. Here's the thing about Nolan Smith. I got him under contract for 3 more years on a rookie deal. He emerged dramatically last year in a way where his improvement in the second half of the season was, honest to God, about as good a second half improvement I felt like I've ever seen in Philly sports history. I mean that. I don't know if I've ever seen a player come on that much in that small a span of time. The beginning of the year, I thought he was a zero. The end of the year, I thought he was one of the best pass rushers in pro football playoffs. So Watt's better now, but you know, with a lot of high-priced players, you can't have all the high-priced players. I would walk away, but John, I get your intrigue. I get your intrigue. I mean, Watt he's amazing.
And he gets out there and he plays. He gets after it. He is old school. You look at the games started, and it's he starts every game he physically can, and I keep hearing this all, you know, all injury history, every player who's been in the league, you know, for 7, 8, 9 years has an injury history. He's been getting after it for a long time. He's been all pro now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. All pro 5 times. Yeah. And he was all pro in 2023 and 2024.
Sure. No, I mean, look, he's legit. You know what he is? He's a high motor guy, very similar to Fritz. I mean, when you think of great effort and intensity.
I thought you were a high road hammer.
No, no,
well, I'm a high road hammer.
I vacillate hammer.
Forgot for a second.
No. Sorry. I take it back. High road hammer. All right, so John Johnson of the Overnight Show had a poll. Question was, would you trade Nolan Smith and a late round pick? Because that's what Phil LaPone said right there. So just imagine it's a fifth rounder. Would you trade Nolan Smith and a fifth rounder for T.J. Watt? Now, the fifth rounder wasn't set in the poll. Late round pick was set in the poll. 60% said no. Rhea, would you?
No.
James, would you?
I think so. I've gone back and forth on this. I'm torn. But look, Nolan Smith's going to have to get paid in a year or so anyway. T.J. Watt is absolutely a better player today right now. This team has a chance to do something we've never seen before with the Eagles and haven't seen in the city in 50 years. Like, yeah, dude, go get
strike
the superstar.
While that iron's
and
hot.
That's the one. Like, if you look at this defense, I know the second linebacker spot, whatever, but I think the biggest question mark is can the Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, this pass rush get home? And you bring in T.J. Watt. Like, it's
Watt
not a question anymore.
It's not a question.
So, yeah, I would do
Watt,
it.
T.J. Watt will be taking two. And Jalen Carter will be taking two. Who's left to block anybody?
Right.
I love the way that looks.
Well, if they had those two guys, that would be the most formidable they've had since Reggie and Jerome up front.
How can an offense even hope to stop that front?
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to present one.
Let make it happen.
Well, we're don't. Because
why
you know,
not?
Well,
because I understand Nolan Smith, young. But this guy will be, for the next 4 years,
I don't know that TJ.
Quarterback.
I don't know that. Look,
not
TJ
after
Watt's,
30.
Yeah, TJ Watt's better now. I don't know that he's better in 2 years. No. And he
will be
probably
quarterbacks.
Will be.
He's been all pro the last 2 years. Wait, he's been all pro. Well, geez, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the last 6 years.
There's no disputing. He's a great player. All right, well, look, you can react to it. 215-592-9494.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of saying something, Brandon Graham said something this week on WIP about the Eagles' quest to repeat and how they can maximize, you know, obviously, you know, you can't guarantee anything, but you want to maximize your chance to give yourself the best opportunity. And at some point, you know, turn off the switch from we were champs to there's a new season. Here's Brandon Graham earlier this week with Spike, Ike, and Jack talking on WIP.
Repeating as champion. What type of advice would you give this team that you learned from the first time winning in 2017 that maybe you guys didn't do well coming off defending that year? What type of advice would you give them sort of to either avoid or make sure they focus on this year?
Well, what I was telling them a little bit already, the ones that I talked to a lot up at the facility, is, man, you gotta have a cutoff soon of, like, you know, hey, make sure, or not a cutoff, but make sure that your workouts are still, you know, you still working out and not just taking meetings, taking all these different things that's taking you away from ball because of what you did the year before. Because soon as this year come up and we not going like we need to go, it's going to be all the Super Bowl hangover. So what I tell them is to make sure that they are working out while still making their money and doing their stuff from the Super Bowl and doing whatever, but Don't let that be more than what got you to this place, and that's ball. Like going out there and balling.
That's BJ. That's real talk. Obviously, he had the 2018 experience. They were, you know, a little above average, 9-7, had a nice playoff run until Alshon's drop, but weren't nearly the squad we would have expected after 2017. John, we've had a lot of twists and turns in this show, but 2.5 hours ago we started it with you expressing, and probably to the surprise of a lot of listeners then, some concern more than others have about Washington and your sense that maybe people are taking even the division for granted. Clearly, the Eagles are the best team in the division, and clearly they should be the favorites and are the favorites.
Yeah, no question.
But, like, let's not act like Washington's not a threat. They are a threat.
We are the world champs, and I do. I feel like that carries so much weight. We deserve it. The roster is still incredible. Howie's still doing an incredible job. The organization is the creme de la creme. But, you know, you peruse the changes that the Commanders made, and they were a good team last year with a young quarterback who was up and coming and Jaden Daniels. We played them twice in the regular season. We ended up having home field for the NFC Championship game because that team surprised everyone. That team jumped up and bit people because they were good. It's not a fluke. You got Jaden Daniels is all that, and they're bringing Zach Ertz back again. You know, he was a free agent. They're bringing Bobby Wagner back again, coming back on the other side of the football to be the quarterback on that side of things. He was a free agent also. Laremy Tunsil, an incredible left tackle. But remember, we all remember what happened to him coming out in the draft. He was in Miami, then he was with the Texans. Now they've added him. Man, that's a huge deal. And Deebo Samuel. Deebo is, man, they can get creative with the way they use him because he's like the you know, jack of all trades. You can make him a running back, you can motion him and flank him out, and you know, he can the short stuff, the long stuff, he does it all and breaks tackles when you get the ball in his hands. They've got a lot of weapons at a young quarterback's disposal. They will protect him better. The defense continues, you know, we know that they've got a lot of talent up front. Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw, they added another D tackle who's, man, he's
look,
tough.
They got a good team. I of course would pick the Eagles to win the division, but I'm not sleeping on Washington. And James, I know you kind of swatted it aside a little bit earlier, but five teams from this division have gotten to a Super Bowl this century, and none of them have even won the division.
Washington could absolutely win the division. I'm just not going into the season scared they're going to win the division. Like, I'm not scared of Washington. They didn't beat anyone last year until the playoffs. They had nice playoff wins.
The Lions win was very impressive.
It was a great win.
It was.
And
by the way, really helped the Eagles.
The Lions team was also beat up.
They were.
And they lost all their players.
That's
they
right.
were a week off. They didn't have the same energy, all that type of stuff. Washington's good. I expect Jaden Daniels to take a step back this year. I know he might not, but I don't. He was the best rookie we've ever seen last year. recent years, most of the guys, the vast majority of guys who have taken big leaps have taken a step back or started off great as a rookie, like C.J. Stroud, have taken a step back. And I'm just not as enamored with the Deebo Samuels as Richie is. I think Deebo Samuel is on the backside of his career. Tunsil's over 30. Like, it's an old football team. And the Eagles are a young team on the rise. I just think they're better.
Right, it's an old football team. It's an experienced football team. And Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator. Yeah.
The Eagles are more experienced. The Eagles have a bunch of guys who played and won a Super Bowl.
Same coordinator 2 years in a row with this young quarterback who really does absorb this stuff like a sponge. He's so that guy. They've got a young quarterback who people are jealous of. We've got the guy that everyone wants. They've got that guy now, too, and they're building that team around him. They feel like they've got a window, so they're bringing in the old guys. We're a team that's got a window. They're a team that's got a window. This is going to be a major clash every time we face the Commanders. Let's not forget that. The rest of the division is down, but this team is one of the best in the NFC.
I'll add one more thing.
As a la the NFC Championship proved.
One more thing. They don't enter schedule-wise.
Until the end.
Apple for apple. The Eagles' extra game is that ridiculous Bills game. That's hard, man. Like, that's hard.
They have a tough schedule.
They have a really tough schedule.
I know they do.
And won't know any of it till the end of the season.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, but the Bills game week 17 is an example. When you win your division, like, that's your prize. And I'm using that term sarcastically. That's a tough add-on, man.
It is. Like, their game is Miami in Europe. So it's not like it's a weird game, too, for what it's worth.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to circle back to something that occurred on our show yesterday because it happened later in the show. We talked about it. We reacted to it. I heard the afternoon show yesterday. Elliot will join us at 11 reacting to it. Morning show today. Because it's a fascinating concept that I hadn't thought about. So we had you know, for the past few months, we have talked about the concept of maybe the Eagles trading for a star pass rusher, right? There were three of them out there that were without contracts. First, it was Myles Garrett, but he got his contract. He's going to stay with the Browns. And the two that are still kind of dangling out there, Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals, T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Watt thing seems to be odd because the Steelers usually take care of their own, but they're getting all these other big names, and they haven't paid T.J. Watt. Yesterday, we had Andrew Filippone on from 93.7 The Fan. And throughout this whole process, when we talked about the Watt situation or Hendrickson or whatever, we kept bringing up draft picks, right? The Eagles have a lot of draft picks for next year, and maybe they could swap some of them. And then it was like, all right, well, how much is it worth trading for an older player? You know, do you trade a first-round pick, a second? Then you got to pay him. But yesterday on our show, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan, brought up a different kind of concept. What if it's not big draft picks the Eagles are trading to get a guy like TJ? What if it's a young player? Here's Andrew yesterday with us. And then I have a lot of thoughts as I've thought about this for the past, you know, like 22 hours. Would I do this? Here's Filippone with us yesterday. What kind of deal it could take to land T.J. Watt on the Eagles?
I used to just live in a world where it's like, all right, maybe a first-round pick is all you get back. But maybe there would be players involved. Like, if the Eagles called up the Steelers and said, we want T.J. Watt, we'll trade you Nolan Smith in a late-round pick, I think they'd make that trade. I really do.
So when he said that yesterday, both of us were like, whoa.
Intriguing.
Yes, because it was not something I had really thought about before. Typically, player-for-player acquisitions in the NFL don't happen. But we just saw one literally a couple days ago with the Steelers when they got Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So maybe this is what the Steelers are kind of, you know, thinking now. And I thought about it yesterday. So I want to make it clear. I really like Nolan Smith. Like, I believe Nolan Smith's going to be a good Eagle. When he was drafted, I remember we said, I think we had him on like the day after he was drafted too, and I was like, he reminds me of a young Brandon Graham. He has that infectious personality.
Yeah.
He's already a good player. I know he just had an incredible postseason run to help the Eagles. He was so good in the postseason.
Yes, he was.
And I think if nothing happens and he stays here, he's going to end up as one of the best Eagle defenders for the next 5 years. I really like Nolan Smith. But the more I thought about the concept, like Nolan Smith and a late-round draft pick for T.J. Watt, Hugh, the more I have to do it if I'm the Eagles. If it is out there, I have to. Let me hit a couple things that I've been thinking about. Number one, and I know you're going to bring this up. I know a lot of people have. He's cheaper, right? He's way cheaper,
and that's
a big deal.
That's a big deal.
But he's only way cheaper for so long. So Nolan Smith was a first-round pick in 2023. And I heard even Joe this morning say, well, he's cost control for the next few years. Well, maybe. He could be. He's contract extension eligible after this season. Now, the Eagles don't have to do anything to his contract. Like, they could keep him cheap. But if they like him and he produces, I imagine the Eagles are going to pay Nolan Smith after this season. So, although he won't make as much as T.J. Watt, I understand that, he's not going to be dirt cheap for much longer. So, that's one. Number two, if the Eagles don't get a T.J. Watt, where else is he going? If this blows up in Pittsburgh, where is he going to go? And I keep looking at the Commanders, and I'm like, man, they did a lot to that offense. They haven't touched that defense. They feel like they're a team that could do it. And I want to see T.J. Watt on the Washington Commanders chasing down Jalen Hurts. The third thing that I think is important to note in this whole thing is while I like Nolan Smith a lot, I think there is a little bit of a red flag we're ignoring with him. He is a smallish defensive end.
Smallish.
That has had injuries in each of his first two seasons.
A little injury prone.
So the first year was the shoulder, and it kind of ruined his whole first year in the NFL. He didn't get to do much because he was kind of out of it the whole first year. And then he's coming off of a torn triceps in the Super Bowl. Is he going to hold up at 240 pounds? I don't know. I mean, maybe he is, but I don't know. And that's part of why this is on my mind. And the last thing is, I'm not saying Nolan is not going to be really good. I think he is. Are we getting fooled by a good second half of the season? I, you know, he in his first year and a half in the NFL, he has, what, 7.5 sacks?
Yes.
He came on strong. But I've seen players have big postseasons, and then they kind of revert back the next year. I mean, Derek Barnett helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. He made big plays in 2017, and then he never develops. Like, none of this is a lock. 215-592-9494. Ultimately, Hugh, if the Steelers called the Eagles tomorrow and they said, you will give you T.J. Watt, give us Nolan Smith in a late-round pick. If I'm Howie, as much as it might be painful to trade away Nolan because he is really an awesome young player, I would do it. Hugh, we've had some time to marinate, 22 hours or so. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt?
No. And it was 6.5 sacks. It was 6.5 sacks he had last year.
Okay. And then one, I think one as a rookie?
Yeah.
So 2 years in, he's got 7.5 sacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And you know what's funny? Like, I saw some of the comments yesterday, and people were talking about, well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, nah, it's not. Think to, like, we know that T.J. Watt is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And we also know that a lot of times teams don't have – they don't always get it right. You know, when you talk about when Brian Dawkins left here, they thought he was on the tail end of his career.
And he was not. He had time
left. He was not. But that's the chance that I feel like you're taking with a T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt has been injured about as much as Nolan Smith has been injured. Now, I know the numbers don't compare, but when you talk about the financials and the success that the Eagles have had over the years with the formula that they've brought, then this kind of goes outside of that. Normally, when they get pass rushers, they get guys like who was a few years ago?
Hassan
Reddick, who was a little bit of a journeyman. They got him at a good deal. And when he wanted more money, they tended to move on from him. Now, I say all that because I feel like the more bang for your buck is what the Eagles are doing. They've allocated all their resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, you like to remind us that?
I mean, because it's not like you know, it's not I told you so, Douglas. It's a fact. And yesterday, when Andrew talked to us, he threw something out there that I mean, I knew, but when he said it, it really put it in perspective. The Pittsburgh Steelers made it to the playoffs last year, right? And they went home, one and done. Their defense, they allocated most of their resources to the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Did not get the job done. Did not go deep in the playoffs. Now, this offseason, you know, they went out and got some defenders, but they went and got a tight end for their new quarterback. They went and got a quarterback.
Well, they got a receiver.
They got a receiver.
Yeah.
They went out, and they're doing it the other way. And now they're not paying their best pass rusher. So what does that tell you? It tells you that for them, he's expendable regardless to his Hall of Fame career. He's an expendable player because that's not the way the NFL is going right now. It's more of an offensive game. And you have this defender that's out there that's still playing at a high level, still put together a nice little resume last year, but he's looking for a contract. Him, Trey Henderson, who else was looking for it? Well, that's about it. Those are the two big names that we know.
And Micah's still looking for it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Micah. What does that tell you? That tells you Micah Parsons, all of these guys had double-digit sacks, if I'm not mistaken, last year. So it's not like they're slouches.
No, they're great players.
But they're not paying them. The only guy that got paid was the guy in Miles Garrett.
Yep.
Because he's younger. And Michael Parsons in that same camp.
Well, Micah's the youngest of all of them. Yeah,
Micah's the youngest, but Micah's a one-trick pony. You know, it's funny. I had a chance to talk to Nate Newton a few weeks ago, and Nate was talking exactly about that. He's exactly what the Pittsburgh Steelers made him. He's exactly what the Dallas Cowboys made him. He's a one-trick pony. Now they don't want to pay him. They made him a pass rusher that disappears in the postseason. And now they don't want to pay him. So that tells you everything you need to know. I'm just reading the tea leaves on this. I wish all of those guys could get paid. But when you look at this NFL and the way the NFL is being ran right now, defensive players are expendable.
So I understand the point you're making on this and the point you've made all offseason. But the Eagles did win the Super Bowl on the back of the performance of their defense. And they have lost some. I mean, they lost a lot, actually, from that defense. And I'm looking at it like this. Like, in the next 5 years – will Nolan Smith eventually overtake Watt? Probably, right? Watt's 31 and Nolan's 24. There's going to be an inflection point where Nolan's probably the better player. Now, is that this year or is it 4 years from now?
Went to the Pass Rush Summit.
He did go to the Pass Rush Summit. I think he's an awesome player. But the Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year again and next year after that. Like, they're in a window where they could become a dynasty. And I'm simplifying it. Who gives the Eagles a better chance to win the Super Bowl this season?
No.
And I have it as – no, it's Watt.
It's not Watt.
Oh, it is Watt.
You know what's funny?
Who's the better player right now?
Watt's the better player.
But that's
You know what's funny? And I heard somebody say this. If we get T.J. Watt, we going back to the Super Bowl. That's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed, but it gives them a better chance.
That's not guaranteed. No, the better chance is with the guys that you already have. See, this is the thing that I think people are missing. Nolan Smith has blossomed in this defense in only one season.
Yeah, I thought in the playoffs he might have been the most impactful edge rusher in the entire postseason. It was awesome.
In one season. And this is something that I know for a fact, is that it takes at least 2 years to get comfortable in the defense you're running. These guys, they improve leaps and bounds in one season. Now, now you have another year in this defense. What do you think it's going to be?
So,
and he's trying to improve his game.
It could be great. Like, you could sell me right now and say, listen, Joe, Nolan Smith's going to be a Pro Bowl this year, and mm-hmm. I'd buy it. There's also a chance that we're talking about a 239-pound edge rusher that gets hurt again. Like, I like the player, but he's not like – Jalen Carter is a lock to me to be a great player as long as he keeps his head on straight. I don't view Nolan the same way. Nolan physically has a little bit less in the tank, right? Like, he's not as gifted, and he's a gifted player, but he could get hurt again, and then a year we're like, I like him, but he's hurt all the time. Do we need another edge rusher? Meanwhile, T.J. Watt, I know what I'm getting. And now, I don't know if he's going to do it for 4 more years, but I would think he's going to do it for 2 more years. And that, their window is right now. They've got all these great offensive players. They got Saquon in his prime. Let's go win a couple more Super Bowls. And again, I don't want to trade 4 number 1 picks. I don't want to mortgage the whole future. Mm-hmm. But if the Steelers would accept Nolan Smith and a late round pick, I don't know how Howie Roseman turns that down. It's an opportunity to take a great team and make it greater.
You know why I'm so bullish on Nolan Smith right now is because of Robert Mathis. I remember when I came into the league, my coach, I was playing with the Jets, had me watch tape on Randy White. Mm. Randy White was the D tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. Smaller dude. Wasn't that big. And he said, you kind of remind me of him, you know, the stature. And so I watched film on Randy, and I learned some of the things that he did from his D tackle position that I implemented at the defensive end position.
Yep.
Now, when I talk about Robert Mathis, go watch film on Robert Mathis. Just go look at him, Indianapolis coach. Go look at him. He's a smaller defensive end. Robert was like 235 pounds, soaking wet. Has over 100 career sacks in the NFL. Was a monster at that position. And Nolan Smith is out there learning at his feet, soaking up all of that. Now, a lot of times as a pass rusher, you emulate somebody else's game that's similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Like when you talk about Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett's mentor was Bruce Smith. You know, Reggie White, William Fuller, he emulated his game.
Sure.
Like you go look at the guys that have your body type and you try to play that way. You use some of the same things that they used. That's what Nolan Smith did this offseason. He went out there and he worked out with Chris Long. And Chris Long was not one of the biggest pass rushers, but he had a motor. He wasn't that fast, but he had a motor. So he's learning at the feet of guys who have the similar body type that are trying to teach him how to play the position.
So can I – and I think the comp to Robert Mathis is a good one. I think Nolan Smith, if it all works out, could become like a Robert Mathis.
Robert was a monster.
Robert was awesome. Let me give you a comp, though, right? So at the time Robert Mathis was young in the NFL, the Colts were trying to win, right? They had Peyton Manning. They were trying to win a Super Bowl. Eventually, Robert Mathis became great, but he was young, and it took him a few years to become a Pro Bowler. Do you think if the Colts in 2004 could have traded Robert Mathis for Jason Taylor, they would have done it? I think they would have because they had Jason Taylor was 30 years old at that point. Mm-hmm. He was better at that point. Now, eventually, Mathis overtook Taylor, right? Taylor aged, and Robert had – to me, that's what this is. It's trading away what could be great 5 years from now to what's great right now.
But you got to look at the upside, though, Joe. And to your point, in the now, that's an easy move to make. But, okay, let's say we go get T.J. Watt.
Yep.
And T.J. Watt's hurt half the season. And then you look on the flip side, and you see Nolan Smith over there doing his thing.
Yeah, well, then we'd regret it. Then we'd regret it.
Yeah, but we don't have to do that because we got it.
But Nolan Smith could be hurt, or what we saw in the second half could be a hot streak, and then we sit there and we say, we didn't trade for T.J. Watt. He's got 15 sacks again.
And I also feel like – it's something to be said about allowing these young guys to grow and mesh together.
Yeah.
Because you look at, okay, for example, CJ GJ. We were told, regardless of how it played out, we don't know, that he wasn't a good fit in this defense. He wasn't a good fit. That's what we were told. But you got a bunch of young guys, the Georgia guys and the other guys that we have on here, that have the chance to grow and become better players together. I think that's something to that. That's that chemistry.
Well, and it worked for them last year. Really
and,
did.
And, you know, you talk about that. Look at the leap that N'Kobe Dean took in one season. Now, unfortunately for him,
he's hurt.
He can't stay healthy. Yeah. Yep. But look at that. I want to see that. I like homegrown, and I like them playing together.
So
I think they have a chance to be
great. I like homegrown, too. I like greatness more. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? It was thrown out yesterday on our show. It's been talked about a lot. It's funny. You said you saw people say a no-brainer in one direction. I saw people saying no-brainer in another direction, which is always funny when we have these trade conversations because some people believe it's like, that's crazy. I wouldn't do it. Or that's crazy. Of course, where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Francisco back in the studio. Fran, would you do it? Would you trade Nolan Smith in a late-round pick for T.J. Watt?
It's very enticing, thus considering T.J. Watt's still productive at his age. But, Joe, I just can't. So you would get him, and then you have him for 1 year, then you'd have to extend him because I'm not trading for him just to get him for 1 year.
Of course.
You have to extend him. And then I just don't know what the production level is going to be into his 30s. I feel like most guys fall off. If you look at certain guys like Khalil Mack in his 30s, I know he had a 17 sack season a couple years ago, but he had a 6 sack season last year. Like, what am I going to get from TJ Watt really over the course of 4 or 5 years? I'm looking at Nolan Smith, second half of last year, 23 years old, really had like a historic run into the playoffs, I feel like, at least. It was a big reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'd rather take a chance on what Nolan Smith's going to be here, you know, for 3-4 years, and not have to trade him away to get a guy that who knows when he's going to be in his 30s. So, and a guy that could get hurt into his 30s as well as he gets older. So, I would rather keep Nolan Smith here, even keep that late round pick.
Yeah, it's you don't know. I mean, like, pass rush in their 30s, you don't know. For every Kevin Green or Michael Strahan or Jason Taylor that ages well, you know, there's a Hugh Douglas who ends up in Jacksonville,
I knew I was gonna catch
and he's cooked. I mean, you're right. You don't know how it's going to go. Elliot Shore Parks with us. Elliot, how are you?
Man, it's funny because I was that kid when I was grocery store shop with my mom when I was younger. Always wanted her to buy me Sports Illustrated for Kids every time. But
you look like that kid. You used to get popped in the head talking about, put that magazine back. You
need 100%.
This.
Every week we'd go, I'd bring it up and say, please, just, you know, it's 50-50.
Just one time.
Exactly.
Get me this
just
magazine.
Just for one time until the next time when I want it again. But, yeah.
It's funny you brought that up. So when I was a kid in school, like when we went to the library as a class, the library, I remember vividly have this memory of the librarian saying, you know, there's also books. I just wanted Sports Illustrated for Kids, Elliot. We were workshopping books. Our takes long before we got here. That's all it was.
Exactly right. I can only imagine the bad takes we had as kids, since as adults we haven't gotten much better. But
well, so most would say that. Yeah, here's a good take, though, at least in my mind. If the Eagles can get T.J. Watt for Nolan Smith and a late-round pick, I think, Elliot, the price is, and I know I'm not saying this as a disrespect to Nolan, because I think a few months ago people would have thought multiple high picks, right? If that's the price and I'm Howie, I'd have to do it. Elliot, where do you come down on the idea that was thrown out yesterday by Andrew Filippone, maybe more of a player-for-player thing with a late-round pick rather than a bunch of picks? Would you do that, Nolan and a late-round pick for a T.J. Watt?
I would do it. I would. And honestly, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I might have said no. But right now, going into camp, I just did something for the Go Birds pod where I looked at every player on the roster for a previewing training camp. And when I got to the defensive end position, I went into it thinking, man, I'm excited about Nolan Smith. I'm excited about Jalix Hunt. And then you look at the actual production that the two have and the actual production that all their defensive ends have. And I would guess that of all the true contending teams, like the teams we actually think could win the Super Bowl, they have got to have the least experienced edges on the team. So I think Nolan Smith, it's actually a compliment to Nolan Smith to say that you could trade him for T.J. Watt. That does speak to the upside that he has. But this is not really a team that has to hold on to young players. They're young all over the field. At almost every position, they're young. In fact, I think the only one you could argue they're old at is maybe tackle because of Lane. But outside of that, they are not short on young upside guys. So it would hurt to trade Nolan Smith. I do think he has upside. But this team could win a Super Bowl right now, and T.J. Watt is a way better edge right now than Nolan Smith is.
Well, I agree with that, so certainly, especially the last part. Elliot, I want to hit on something that I brought up earlier, because when people push back on the idea there's a sense of, hey, TJ Watt's going to be really expensive, which obviously he will, right, when he signs his next contract, and I'd imagine the team that trades for him will give him an extension. And the Eagles clearly are planning for the future with Jalen Carter's contract and a lot of other guys here that are going to get expensive. But, Elliot, Nolan Smith was a first-round pick in the same draft class as Jalen Carter, so he's also extension eligible after the season. And I'm not trying to say he's going to get the same money as Watt. Obviously, he hasn't accomplished that much yet. But if he has a good year, Elliot, a year from now, I think he's going to get in the $20 million range on his extension. So while he's much cheaper, that gap between their salaries isn't going to be, you know, $35 million difference for very long. I imagine Nolan's going to get paid after the season if he plays well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, if Nolan had, let's say, 10.5 sacks this year, is it crazy to think he could be a top 10 edge in pay next year? I don't think so. With his draft pedigree, his age, his upside, and obviously if he has that year, the Eagles will be, you know, excited about paying him because that's someone you can hold on to for a long time. But we're all just assuming Nolan Smith is going to be great next year. There is just as good of a chance that in his second year as a full-time starter with a full year of tape on him, or half a year, I guess I should say, the league does adjust to him. Now, if Nolan doesn't have a great year, does that mean he can't be a great player? Of course not. We saw Jalen Hurts after 2022 take a step back in 2023 and then rebound in 2024. So I'm excited about Nolan and Jalen, but we all need to take a step back in terms of what they actually are versus what we think they could be.
Yeah, I think that's really – and I think part of it is they won with these guys. So a lot of people are like, well, they could do it again. And maybe they can. But, you know, each individual's got to be viewed in its own prism. Elliot –
Well, I would just say quickly, they won with them on the field for sure, and they played great in the Super Bowl. This Eagles defense, for the first time in my time covering the team, was built from the secondary in. The back seven made the front four better than I think the front four made the back seven. So – yes, Nolan Smith played well in the playoffs, for sure. Jalen Hunt played well in the Super Bowl. But, the majority of last year, we were all concerned about the defensive line and the edge position. The back seven were the ones that held the defense together. And the back seven have questions now. So they might need a better year out of this line than they got last year.
So, Elliot, another part of this that I was thinking about, and I'm curious if how much you think the Eagles would factor this in. Let's say the whole hypothetical we're talking about becomes real. Like, the Steelers call and they say, would you do this? And Howie says, let me get back to you. Elliot, do you think the Eagles would consider, if not here, where are they going to ship him? And, like, how much that matters to the equation? Because I saw a thing the other day of the most likely Watt destinations, and they were all NFC teams, and they were mostly contenders. Maybe one or two were not quite contenders, but mostly they were, like the Commanders or the Lions. Do you think that would impact if the Eagles would say, yes, if they don't accept the deal, we're going to ship them to an NFC team that you have to face?
I don't think so, and I don't think it would be crazy to factor that into your decision. If you look at, you know, maybe the two teams that are their biggest competition, let's say Washington and Detroit, I'm sure those are two teams rumored to get him because they both – need help at edge, and you know they're both contenders. Obviously, you don't want to see him go there, but the Eagles do have a great offensive line. They have great tackles. I don't think they would be afraid of that. So I don't think it should factor in. Like, I don't think that's how good franchises make a decision. And the other thing is, I don't think they're going to trade for TJ Watt. Howie Roseman does not pay top dollar for edge rushers. If you look at the money he's paid to edge rushers, it has been Bryce Huff, who got good money for sure, but he was not top five in the league at his position. Josh Sweat never got huge money. Hassan Reddick never got huge money. They just don't really prioritize, as much as they prioritize the position in the draft, they don't pay top dollar to edges. So if TJ Watt was willing to come here and, let's say, just play out the year, up his value, he'll be on a better team, I could picture them working with his contract there. But if part of the equation of acquiring him is paying him, I don't think they'll do it. I would, but I don't think they will do it.
You got anything to say over there?
No, I was about to sound like, you know, see, I'm over here.
He's shrugging, nodding and shrugging like I told
well, no,
you so.
No,
like,
I'm sitting over here. I'm talking to Robert because, you know, I told you he was at the pad.
Robert Mathis.
Yeah, I'm talking to Robert, and he said, you know, and I was just asking him about what did he see from Nolan. And he said, man, he's a twitchy cat, very, very explosive. He said he wished he could work with him more. He wished he could work with him more. And he said, and I asked him, I said, right now, upside, Nolan or TJ Watt? He said, Nolan all day. Like, and he's worked, like, he's been coaching for years, and he's been working with these guys. So he said Nolan has the better upside.
So, Elliot, I think off of that, what's interesting is what matters? Like, is it the upside that matters, or is it the next 2 or 3 years? I mean, I could see why you look at it either way. So, like, hey, look, we have a great chance to win for the next 5 years, or, hey, we have the best roster right now. Let's try to win 2 more Super Bowls in the next 3 years.
I'll let you go, Elliot. Go for it.
Just quickly, so if you look at the top four edges, or let's just do the top three edges on the team right now. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, and Azeez Ojulari. Are we even confident that over the next 3 years, Nolan's definitely the one that would have the most sacks? Jalix Hunt has a ton of upside, too. He is just as good of an athlete, in my opinion, as Nolan is. Now, he's probably a little further behind in his development just because he hasn't played as long. He didn't go to a big-time program. But Azeez Ojulari was a first-round pick. He was drafted, if I remember correctly, wasn't it before Nolan? I know a different draft class, but he was drafted higher than Nolan Smith.
Yeah, Azeez was supposed to be that dude coming out of Georgia. Yeah, he was pretty good.
So they are not short of guys on upside. I would understand if they had a bunch of old edges and then Nolan was your hope for the future. Then it's like, okay, you got to think about it. But if they trade Nolan, which, again, would sting. I don't think anybody's saying they want to trade Nolan Smith. But you're acquiring a great player. If they trade him, they still have upside on the roster. They would just now have a sure thing in TJ Watt.
Yeah, they would. All right, Elliot, while we have you, a couple things. One, we need your thought on where we're at now with Fritz and DeCamera.
Yeah.
If you had to bet right now, and I would set the line at DeCamera is now the favorite, right? Minus money on DeCamera, you'd get plus money on Fritz. If you had to bet right now, would you bet on the underdog Jack Fritz or the new favorite Joe DeCamera?
So I would still bet on Jack. And so I'm actually out next week. So I'm going to preemptively give my take here on what happens. Let's say Jack loses baseball, right? He goes down 2-0. In any regular best of five series, you would say this is over. There's no shot. This is not a regular best of five series. They're not playing the same game each time. So while I think he probably will win baseball, if he doesn't, the next three events are much more athletic, right? Basketball, running, and I don't know how athletic tennis is, but I think it's more athletic probably than baseball.
Tennis is very athletic.
No, it's hard. I just mean they're not physically competing against each other in the way you are basketball. But if he loses the next one, I think he could definitely win the final three. So the way this is set up, I think was probably always, not intentionally, but I think Joe always had a chance to jump out ahead because of the nature of the events.
Yeah, I'm with you in that Jack's going to win. I think Jack's going to win baseball, so I think it's going to be 1-1. The only question I have now is, can Jack get off the mat mentally? The physical thing has been, it's Jack the whole time, Elliot. I'm with you. Like, he should win this thing still. It's just 1 out of 5 that he lost. Can he get up off the mat mentally? And, Elliot, I'm wondering about this baseball thing. Like, if I'm Joe, I'm going to put on the air. I wouldn't swing at a single pitch. I would just make Jack throw 3 strikes every time because after what I saw in that golf thing, the question is if Jack walks him the first plate appearance, you know, like by accident, does he get in his own head? Like, how much does that worry you as someone who's still betting on Jack?
So a little bit for sure. I do think the first at bat will probably dictate who wins the whole thing. I think if he strikes out, it wouldn't shock me if Jack just mows him down from there on out. If he walks or he hits him or whatever, yeah, obviously I would get concerned. But I also think that with baseball, although Jack, that is his sport, he does have the tougher task here. Like, to your point, Joe could just sit there, not swing, and still win. And as someone that's actually had Jack pitch to him and I made contact off him a few times, like, I do think that it is harder than we're all thinking for Jack. So baseball to me is 50-50. I think he has the tougher task. But the reason I picked Jack is because I think the next three events are truly about athleticism, and that's where I think his age difference and being in better shape will help him.
Well, Elliot, if you're thinking like a better, you wait until Jack loses baseball, and then you jump on the big odds to win this thing in five. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your week off next week, and we'll see you and talk to you in a couple weeks.
Have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Park.
Joining us now, what a treat to hear our friend Brandon Graham on with us on WIP. BG, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How's the retirement home treating you? I mean, just retirement.
Hey, I feel like what we just listened to. Bing, bop, boom, bop, boom. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good right now, man. I'm actually feeling good. Looking forward to seeing some Eagles Eagles football this year, man, and just being a fan, man, just watching these boys put it together like I know they will because, I mean, as you know, man, they're in good hands. I keep saying it. They're in good, great hands. Nick Sirianni being the leader of it and the other leaders that they got in there that's going to emerge this year, like a Jordan Mulata, you're going to see him pick it up even more. I mean, Lane already going to be who he going to be. And, you know, I can't wait to see Nolan step into that defensive role. Him and Zach together, N'Kobe Dean, man, you name it. Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I mean, man, we got the guys. Just got to go, got to put it together, you know, one day at a time like we always do.
Well, man, listen, you have always been a great leader by example, but also a vocal leader. And Nolan has talked about how much you've poured into him. And helping him get through some early struggles that helped him reach success last year. Just want to get some quick thoughts on him. But also, Jalix Hunt, another young guy who I'm sure you mentored last year and poured into. What do you expect to see from these young guys coming up this season?
Well, what I expect to see, them putting in the work one day at a time because they've seen me put it in every day, keep that chip on my shoulder, even for practice. They might not talk as much as me, but what you show with your actions is speaking so much more than just that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to seeing them take their next step with confidence, you know, what they learned from last year winning it all and trying to repeat and see how hard it is on the repeat because you can't worry about what we did last year because it's a whole new team. Even though we got similar guys, but we got to have that similar what's that message? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we got to come up with a new message for what's this team going to be? Because, man, you got to get these boys believing in your dream. And they got to first see you do it in order for you to be able to echo it and talk about it, you know, with others. If they don't see you doing it, it's going to be hard to kind of preaching to them about, you know, what we do here. And so I hope that they can do that, both, you know, by how they work. And, man, and all the vocal stuff will come as they continue to keep getting better.
Now, you're one of the few guys that won a Super Bowl the first time around. Repeating as champion, what type of advice would you give this team that you learned from the first time winning in 2017 that maybe you guys didn't do well coming off defending that year? What type of advice would you give them sort of to either avoid or make sure they focus on this year?
Well, what I was telling them a little bit already, the ones that I talked to a lot up at the facility, is, man, you gotta have a cutoff soon of, like, you know, hey, make sure, or not a cutoff, but make sure that your workouts are still, you know, you still working out and not just taking meetings, taking all these different things that taking you away from ball because of what you did the year before. Because soon as this year come up, and we not going like we need to go, it's going to be all the Super Bowl hangover. So what I tell them is to make sure that they are working out while still making their money and doing their stuff from the Super Bowl and doing whatever, but don't let that be more than what got you to this place, and that's ball. Like going out there and balling, going out there and putting in the work. Don't think it's just going to happen again because, you know, you the Eagles and y'all got a similar team. But it's like, no, y'all all got to have the same offseason, same hunger, and make sure that you come ready to play and don't just live off what you did last year. Let's do something great. Let's go on our three-peat run. And so I think it's just taking the offseason serious like they was before and not being complacent and thinking things going to just happen because of who we were last year and since we got a similar team.
BG, I think it's interesting that it's difficult for a team to get back and win the Super Bowl after they won the Super Bowl, but it's also difficult to get back to the Super Bowl after they lost the Super Bowl. And you've been through both of those things, an offseason after you lost the Super Bowl and an offseason after you won the Super Bowl. What did you think was more difficult for you and for other players, the season after winning it or the season after losing it?
I think the season after winning it is real easy because it put that chip on your shoulder again, especially if you have a GM like we got where he just kept adding to the guys, and then we didn't lose too many. And this is rare, too. When you usually win, you usually lose a lot. We lost a lot on defense, not crazy amount, but about five guys. But I think we got some guys to replace them, but they still have to prove themselves. But I think it's harder when you win and trying to get everybody refocused again. And that's the hardest thing you come across, because when we lost, man, that junk burned. Because that was my best year. I'd have had no do this as a pro, getting double-digit sacks. And so I had that chip on my shoulder even more, because I tasted it again, and I came up short. And so I think that the hardest part is winning it and coming back after you win, because now you got to get everybody refocused and come up with a new message for the year that everybody can believe in. That's the team that we are, and that's what we've shown. And so this is the message that kind of pops up, and hopefully that message is a great message, which I know it will be with Coach Sirianni. But, yeah, I think it's harder when you win it and having to come back and repeat, because you got to get it refocused.
So on Thursday, you're going to be at the Chesapeake Inn. We were there a couple weeks ago. A great place from 6 to 9. And people can take pictures. Man. People can take pictures with you and your jersey and cleats from the Super Bowl. And then they're going to take those and cut them up and put them into cards that people can get. You can find out more at spectorsportsart.com. But when you're – first of all, Chesapeake Inn is awesome. It's a good place for you to choose to do that.
Oh yeah, man, it's really good. Good.
What is the thing that people ask you the most when you meet people at things like this? Is it, are you coming back? Is it like what is the number one thing that people ask you the most?
Man, that's funny you say that, because that was just a question that was just asked at a golf outing I was just at today. Actually, right after I got done at 4:30, I've been waiting on this call to see what's going on. I was at the Philly Cricket. And they asked me that about a couple times. Like, hey, man, if the Eagles really needed you, it's like, I say, I hope they don't need me, because them boys are in great hands. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you got to stay healthy in this game. And so that's the biggest thing that helped us this year, was staying healthy. And if them boys can do that again, stay healthy, man, I don't see them. I don't see too many problems. Other than they just got to have the right attitude, all of them. But yeah. I know they will. But it's just about staying healthy in this game.
How do you feel physically? Like, you didn't have to go through OTAs. You didn't have to go through none of that. Like, how is your body?
Man, my body is feeling really good. Still feel like you always feel like you got something in the tank until you get out there and you're like, oh, that day is over with. I'm honestly feeling really good, because I'm working out every day like I'm still playing, because that's just been my schedule. But I'm just working to look good, and that's my biggest thing now, is making sure my gut don't get big, and make sure that everything that people betting against me, that I'm going to go the other way, the big way. I want to let them know, hey, not so fast, my friend.
I'm going to give you one piece of advice, B. So this is your first year being retired, so this is going to be the first training camp that you haven't gone to since, what, I don't know, eighth grade, ninth grade, right? Like, you've been in training camp every year since high school through college. I would, if you can, take you and your lovely family, your beautiful wife, your beautiful kids. You might want to get away that week somewhere. Like, that way you can have something to take your mind away from everybody being in training camp, and that's what you're used to doing. Just so that it sort of allows you to, I guess, not feel like you're not at training camp. You're going to feel that a little bit anyway, but if you're doing something else, it may not feel as awkward to you with your first training camp. I remember my first one, man. I was thinking about still going to training camp, and I'm like, hold on, I don't play for anybody anymore, man. I don't have a team to go to training camp with. So you might need something to keep you occupied.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm feeling it now. Just even it's getting close. It's like, dang. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're starting to hear these boys revving up.
Yep.
Oh, man, here it is. But it sting a little bit for sure. But I'm ready to deal with those feelings. And that's what I'm more excited about. Because when I lost my locker out of 15 years and I finally, like, got my new norm of what it feels like now, it's like, okay, all right, I'm past that part now. And once I get to the new norm of this, I feel good. Once I get to games and then once it becomes a part of life, then I know I've been moved on. But, man, I know this first year I'm really trying to just enjoy myself while still dealing with those feelings when they do come up and being honest about it, you know? Yeah.
So, BG, one final question for you here, because you've always had a great attitude and, like, you're a hard worker, all those things. And I don't know if you know, but we have a thing going on at the radio station in that Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera, and you know them both, have, like, an athletic challenge. Five different things that they're... I know. So it's five different things they're competing against each other with. And yesterday they did golf, and DeCamera, in the upset of the century, beat Jack. And yes, and so Jack's already down 1-0. The next thing is baseball, but Jack kept saying that he felt, and I know you know what this feels like, having all of Philadelphia, you know, counting on you. Jack said that he felt the pressure of everyone, you know, counting on him and what it would be like if
he lost. Comparable situations.
Yes. Yep. So I was wondering if you could give Jack any sort of advice about dealing with the pressure of you know, failing.
The
weight of expectations. What could you tell him to make sure that he is locked in the next competition?
Hey, well, what I could tell him is, hey, yeah, well, show them players some grace when you're talking stuff about them. When you say, oh, the pressure, you're a bad athlete. Oh, yeah. No, for real, though. But you know what? It's all in your mind. You got to really, like, talk to yourself in a positive way. You got to flush it and move on. That's the biggest thing. You got to let it go. Next play. Because, honestly, it is. Like, that's the only thing you can control is the next competition. So, hey, you lost this one. Hey, shake it off. It's the next one that counts. It's you only as good as your last play, and that's what we always talk about. You only as good as, like, your last year and how you was. Because as you know, football is not for long. NFL and Mr. Lurie ain't gonna sign you if you ain't have a good year the year before.
So what I took from that, BG, that sounded like, well, Fritz, the next time you want to be critical of Jalen Hurts,
you ought to think about
the pressure he's under, and when he succeeds, give him more credit.
I need to be more like Jalen next time out.
Yes, because it is an art to talk to yourself in a positive way, even in the negative, because you believe in yourself that much. Mm-hmm. But it takes practice and the work every day that you don't see, that people just, oh, man, he is not this, he ain't that, he terrible, whatever the takes are. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not. Now you feeling the heat. I don't wanna hear all that crybaby stuff. No. Get suck it up and get ready for your next competition.
Yeah.
That's what they do with us. Get yourself right, big boy.
BG, great to hear your
perfect
voice.
Perfect answer. Perfect answer, man. Appreciate it, brother.
It's fun though, man. I gotta give them this stuff. I gotta get on them because, man, when they be talking real good until they're in that position. And that's what we always talk about as athletes. We say, man, we should host something where they should do something. But be an athlete for a day, and let's see how they take some of the coaching that goes.
Not well.
They'd be in their mind. Boy, they'd be ready to commit something. For real, some of these coaches be on their butt, boy, be in their head, in their dreams.
All right, BG. Thank you, brother. It was always good to hear your voice.
Always, man.
Nah, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Yep, there he is. Brandon Graham. Andrew Filippone, I didn't know he was on with us, of our station in Pittsburgh, said that he thought that Nolan Smith and a late round pick would get you TJ Watt, which, look, TJ Watt is awesome. Ike went through the stats the other day. Look at TJ Watt's stats and Myles Garrett's stats, they're like the same.
Mm-hmm. Slightly better.
Yeah. Now you would have to pay TJ Watt, one would assume. Would you do that deal?
So, I think I would do it. I would do it.
And
I
would pay him.
And I would
pay him.
I would do it.
Wow.
Now, I don't think they will. So right. I'm doing this thing for
they're colluding.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're colluding. Yeah. I'm doing positional previews leading up to training camp, Go Birds Pod, available on all the podcast platforms over the next week, right? And when I went over the defensive ends, I'm not going to lie, I got way more nervous when I went over it than maybe I've express
you originally
on
thought.
Air.
I've only asked you 100 times.
I'm saying I think you might have been on to something.
Okay, all right.
If you look, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm not wrong about rare. I'm not wrong about Wheeler, but I'm happy to admit.
I was
when
like,
I'm
you're
wrong.
That psyched about yeah. Jalen.
Well, I think I've almost said it so many times that I feel optimistic about them that I'm now assuming they're great players.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If you look at the amount of snaps they played last year, I mean, Jalix Hunt played 350 snaps, yep. something like that. He was barely out there. Nolan Smith was really, really good, but it was also only for 10 games. I would guess that of all the teams we would view as legit Super Bowl contenders, they probably have the least amount of snaps from their edges last year of any team. So while I am high on Nolan Smith, and it would definitely sting to give up on a talent like that, and I do think he's good for their locker room. I mean, T.J. Watt is way better than Nolan Smith.
It's not even in the same category.
And it makes everybody better. It makes Jalen Carter better. It makes Jalix Hunt better.
Oh my God.
T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter.
Oh my God.
Man.
And yeah. he's what 30.
Yeah,
so maybe still got some good years left.
If you give him $75 million guaranteed, and he's here for 3 years,
yep.
So I think it's got to be closer to 100.
Well, I'm just talking guaranteed. He would probably get more than that.
Yeah.
I don't think they will do it, but I would trade Nolan Smith in a late round pick for TJ.
So Filippone clarified. He said he thought a third and Nolan Smith.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
A third.
Yeah,
fine.
As long as it's not a first or a second. Yeah. I mean, they have 13 draft picks next year,
and they can't use all of them,
and they don't need them.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Watt, where are they going to put them at? Yeah.
And they are a win now team. So while TJ Watt is not 26, 27, he's also not 34.
Right.
Like you can have him for, if you get two elite years out of, I mean, TJ Watt could realistically have more sacks in the next 2 years than Nolan Smith has in his Eagles career.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not crazy to think.
If he could have 30 sacks in the next 2 years.
So, I would do it.
Wow.
Speaking of 30, he's had 30 the last 2 years.
There you go.
He's had 30 the last 2 years.
Now, Nolan did have 10 sacks, or I think it was 9 sacks in the final 10
with
or 11 games.
The postseason and everything, yeah.
Would you guys?
I would do it.
I would do it, yeah.
I just like, it makes me, I know this is the caricature of me at this point, but we lost a lot of talent on defense.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of players. Mm-hmm. And when you look into next year and you're like, who am I sure about? Like even Zach Bond, who I'm mostly sure about, I've only seen him do it for 1 year.
Right.
Mr. Zach Bond over there.
Well, no, 1 year. Same with Quinyon.
Agreed.
Yeah, I've seen him do it for 1 year. All that. And the edge thing. Honestly, the edge thing made me nervous last year. And last year we had Josh Sweat. You know what I mean? And we lost him.
The other reason.
And we had BG.
The other point you've been making that might end up being correct is their depth is pretty bad. When you look at N'Kobe played almost 800 snaps last year. That's a lot of snaps to fill.
Yes.
With other, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think was overrated, but he did play a lot. They are counting on guys to take steps forward. And I think there's reason to believe they can, but it's asking, when you go through the 90-man roster and you look position by position, which I'm doing on the Go Birds Pod, available on all platforms, you can see the lack of experience they have.
Yeah,
really stands out.
They're counting on guys who couldn't even get on the field last year.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the thing that worries me about Kelee Ringo is that when, and I understand all of the circumstances, but when Slay went down, it was Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah.
And when,
when Chauncey went down, it was Tristan McCollum.
Yep.
And N'Kobe went down, it was Oren Burks.
Right. And now we have Junior in there or whoever. So, and these rookies, I haven't seen them. There's just a lot of ifs for a team that won a Super Bowl with a number one defense last year.
The other concern I think is fair to have going into next season is we talk so much about how much Saquon played. He, all the touches, all that. Jalen Carter played, what is that, 1,000 snaps or some crazy 800-something snaps?
Second most of any defensive line player, I think, in the league.
He had 75 hurries last year. That's the most a defensive tackle has had for the Eagles since Fletcher in, I think, 2018. Jalen could take a step back. I'm just like he played a lot last year to all of a sudden be like, he's definitely going to be that. He did.
No, I'm still on TJ.
Okay. All right.
I'm still on TJ. I mean, we literally went bonkers about Myles Garrett.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
TJ's the better player. Just from a stats point.
Yeah.
He's put up better numbers. They came in the same year.
Yep.
They got the same awards, same accolades, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. I'm just saying, one guy has 102, other guy has 108. Here's the one thing that I'm looking at. Forced fumbles. TJ Watt, 33 forced fumbles to Myles Garrett's 20.
Over how many years?
Both 8 years.
Wow. It's a lot.
Like they both played the same amount of years.
Would you trade Nolan in a first?
Nolan in the first. That's a lot because I got to get a first and the money and Nolan.
Yeah,
that's
the money
a lot.
Is.
That's a lot.
I don't think the Steelers are going to trade him. Maybe I'll be wrong, but it would be weird to sign Aaron Rodgers, Darius Slay, Jalen Ritt, all these old guys.
But I think what they're maybe hoping is.
And DK Metcalf.
Yeah. We'll go all in this year. And if it doesn't work, maybe we reset. You give a 30-year-old defensive end $100 million, all of a sudden that reset becomes a lot more difficult. And DK Metcalf's younger, right? He's 27, 26.
Yeah, he's on the younger side. Yeah. But now, I don't know if the Steelers are run as well as they have been in past years. Like when Ike brought up, they haven't won a playoff game in 9 years or whatever. That's pretty crazy. But would it worry you at all that they're willing to move on from TJ?
This seems to happen in football.
I mean, he's not that old. He's super productive. He was drafted there. I mean, it's not.
It makes you worry because the Steelers don't usually do that.
Yeah.
The only time they actually have done it, it didn't turn out to hurt them, but they did let a guy go in the prime. That was Antonio Brown.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he was crazy as hell.
They recognized that.
They recognized that, and that don't seem to be an issue with TJ. 30 years old, man. I certainly would consider.
Is he 30 all year, or is he 31?
That's a good question. You know, like I don't know when the birthday is. I do not have his birthday in.
All right, fair enough.
By the way, officially Phillies game canceled tonight.
Okay.
So if you're on your way down, turn around,
head back.
105 and 6:15 tomorrow.
105. Oh, so it was supposed to be what, 220 tomorrow? I thought the first game.
I think it was.
Or was it? Oh no, it was a 105 game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 105.
He played it 30.
So split doubleheader.
So how old is he now?
That's what I'm saying. He might already be 31. I don't even know.
All right, we keep.
So a split doubleheader tomorrow. Yeah,
split doubleheader.
What happened?
We lost you. You're to so TJ Watland. We had a whole conversation about the Phillies game getting canceled. you just weren't
still
even
over
there.
Here with TJ. Yeah. I'm like, man, we need to get this done. Yeah. We need to do this.
TJ turns 31 October 11th.
Oh man, he's a Libra.
He's old.
Yeah, it's right there.
Look
with
at
me
you.
And Bryce.
Know, are you a Libra?
Yeah.
I was about to say, knowing that is
that's
pretty
why
crazy.
He knows. Yeah.
I don't know any other signs. But yes, I know that one.
Like he's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good segment, by the way. Just astrology.
You can name them all.
No.
Yeah, no, I couldn't either.
No, I know the Pisces.
I probably
Leo,
could. No, it depends on how long it would take me to name all Leo, Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Could you name all the capitals?
Well, Buzz is naming all the capitals.
Oh, dude, Buzz is Mr. Capital over there.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, he needs to be Mr. Make sure people are ready to talk.
Him and Angelina Pisces? Both locked in Pisces. On the capitals.
Yeah, good. They locked in on the right stuff those days.
Taurus.
All right.
Wait, what one was that?
Taurus.
Taurus. Yeah, my dad was Taurus.
May.
Yeah.
Pisces is March and April.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Aquarius is January, February.
What's a Cancer? Cancer is which
Cancer
one?
Is in there somewhere.
All right. We're breaking.
Okay.
You can get the Go Birds pod. You told me to tell you.
Right. That's all you got to do.
Okay. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day. Go Birds Daily.
Won't see you guys for 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I'm out all next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's BS.
What are we take off.
Yeah. What are we doing on Tuesday then?
I was actually thinking of voice recording a take and sending it to you guys.
You should give us one take.
Yeah, I think I might. Yeah.
We could do AI Elliott.
Oh.
So you're not going to be in the day before we do the big...
I can't even go to baseball. I'm sad.
Wow.
I know. But I'll be rooting for you, buddy.
You've been listening to the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.